I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. American Matthew Barrett had no idea 4 years ago what twists and turns his life would take. In 2007, he was traveling through Europe and Asia. Barrett was spending his nights on the couches of friends or with other backpackers in hostels. After about 6 months, he got married and settled in Pakistan. Today, he's still in Pakistan, but he's in jail. Declan Walsh tells the story of Matthew Barrett in today's edition of the London-based Guardian newspaper. Declan Walsh is in Scotland.
Well, it all stems back to an incident that occurred about 3 months ago on May 12th in the aftermath of Osama bin Laden's killing in Pakistan. About 10 days after the bin Laden incident, Barrett drove from Islamabad, the capital where he lives with his wife, towards a workshop just north of the city where he says he was getting some mechanical work done on his Jeep. According to him, he took a wrong turn and ended up straying into a very sensitive, restricted part of the country, which is a small town called Fateh Jong. It's a town that has been synonymous with the country's secretive nuclear program.
Right, and with what kind of consequences?
He ended up at a sign which said, no foreigners beyond this point. According to Barrett himself, he approached local security officials for directions. They basically took him into custody for a number of hours. They questioned him quite severely. They held his passport. They took his mobile phone. And they, according to him, accused him of being a CIA spy. Now, they did let him go after 5 hours of interrogation, he says. But some days later, the Pakistan authorities brought charges against him, saying that he had breached something called the Foreigners Act, basically meaning that he'd entered a restricted area. And they said that he had insulted the good name of Pakistan, which is a crime under Pakistani law. And a very complex court prosecution started, which is still ongoing at the moment. It hasn't reached any resolution. But in the meantime, Barrett finds himself in Adiala Jail in Rawalpindi.
And you've read a letter that Matthew wrote from inside that prison. What did he say?
Barrett gave his own account of what happened on that particular day, and he says that he is an innocent person. He says that he's someone who's gotten caught up in the sort of geopolitical strife between Pakistan and America that has gotten so bad ever since bin Laden's death. And he says that he's simply a young guy who came to Pakistan, fell in love, and just wants to lead a simple life.
And so what's the reality here? Is Matthew Barrett just a guy in the wrong place at the wrong time, or is he a spy?
You know, I've spoken very extensively with his wife. I've spoken with some of his friends in America, with people he had backpacked across Europe with before he arrived in Pakistan. All of these people back up his account of the type of person that he is, and they do seem to suggest that really, you know, this isn't someone who was involved in any skullduggery or espionage. And I suppose perhaps the greatest proof of that, in some respects, perhaps, is the fact that really he's received, according to him, very little help from the American authorities since he's gone into jail. His wife says that they strongly get the impression that they're seen as an annoyance more than anything else, that their case has come at a bad time for the U.S. government as well, and they've not gotten a lot of support.
And so what next for Matthew Barrett?
Because the court case facing him has become quite complex and part of it has collapsed, the Punjab government has slapped a 3-month detention order on him. So he's due to be in jail for at least another 6 weeks. And the Pakistani authorities are saying that they're trying to have him deported back to the U.S. According to embassy officials, they say that at the moment that appears to be the most likely outcome of this case.
Declan Walsh is a reporter for The Guardian newspaper. He wrote about Matthew Barrett and his imprisonment in Pakistan in today's Guardian. Declan, thank you very much.
All right, my pleasure.